What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Raptorland. I'm your host, Ronio. This is the Knicks at Raptors Snap Reaction, Game 17 of the season. So, Canada's own RJ Barrett comes home to Toronto for the first time. Unfortunately, he was drafted by the New York Knicks, so he's going to have a shitty rookie season. But at least he'll get playing time and time to grow. The Raptors are 12-4 coming to this game, undefeated at home. The Knicks are 4-13. Talk about two franchises going in the complete opposite directions. Injury report. Still no Kyle. He's gone now, we know, for 4 weeks with a broken hand. Still no Serge. He's still not ready from his ankle sprain. Still no Pat McCaw. Still recovering from that knee surgery. TSN had the call, or the game. Matt and Jack had the call. Raptors were wearing their earned OVO jerseys, black and gold today, so it was pretty cool to see. Nice jerseys. So let's get into the game, baby. First half. Raptors come out and set the tone early in the first quarter. They were looking to put this game away early because it's the Knicks and like we don't need any stupid injuries or anything. So I was just hoping for this to be a blowout real quick, whole squad on that real shit type stuff. But the Knicks call a timeout and went on a 29-9 run. I repeat, the Knicks went on a 29-9 run. Excuse me. Didn't know they had it in them at all. Looks like this is going to be a game after all. So, Knicks actually led by 8 at the end of the first quarter. The Knicks weren't even really playing great. The Raptors just looked bored. Terrence Davis, on the other hand, is a stud. It is so fun to watch him grow game to game. Only bright spot so far in the first half for the Raptors was Terrence Davis. He had 7 points in the second quarter. Side note, I was watching this game on League Pass, and instead of commercials, you get the in-arena cam that pans the crowd, and I am telling you, I don't know what it was going on last night, but the Raptors crowd was getting drunk. Everybody on camera that got on camera had a beer in their hand, was chugging, people drinking wine. I was like, what is going on during these commercial breaks? It was crazy. Anyway, back to the game. The Raptors go on a 15-0 run and take back the lead, as they should. At this point, it's 34-32. Champ stuff. Spicy P is absolutely unguardable. His handles are so sick, he can just create, period. He can create for himself. He can create for others. He is just a top 10 player in this league at this point in his career and this season. A legitimate top 10 player. I do not know... I can't think of one thing Pascal Siakam can't do. Literally one thing. Terrence Davis and Pascal were bombing away threes, and in the blink of an eye, the defending champs turned the tables and were up by 8. Just like that. Chris Boucher, slim duck, was a factor in the first half, getting rebounds and mixing it up in the paint. Getting to the line, he had 6 points, 6 rebounds at the half. With order now restored, the Raptors went into the half up 12. Pascal had 20 points and 6 rebounds at the half. Unguardable. Fred and Terrence Davis both had 10 also at the half. For the Knicks, Julius Randle, the only bright spot for the Knicks. He had 14 points and 6 rebounds at the half. He actually looked like a good player. Too bad he plays for the crappy Knicks. Second half, blowout alert. Raptors blew the doors off coming out of the half and went on to lead by 18. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. There's no real analysis here at this point. The Knicks got smoked, as they should have. The end. I'm not going to sit here and talk about all this stuff. Not every snap reaction is going to be crazy and have deep analysis because the Knicks just got the brakes beat off them. Period. I will say that I'm a little scared that I've kind of gotten used to this no Kyle, no Serge Raptor team. We don't even need them right now. It's ridiculous how good Fred and Pascal have been. Pascal was getting MVP chance at the line, as he should. It's legit. He is unguardable. Pascal is the man. The final score actually doesn't even matter. The Raptors remain undefeated at home. They are 8-0 at home. Final stats don't even matter, to be honest, either. This was just a blowout. I'm not even giving the Knicks the credit of anything. Like, this game was a blowout, and it was awesome. Next up, we got Orlando, I think, on Friday. Yes. And then we have a hard homestand with Utah, I believe, Houston, and Miami next week. So, A big test next week after we, I assume, beat Orlando for the millionth time. I feel like we faced Orlando 100 times this season already. It's so random. But anyway, Raptors win, Raptors win, Raptors win. Blow it against the Knicks. Stats don't matter. No one got injured. Everyone was good. It was just a feel-good win all around. Crowd was getting drunk. Just a good Thursday night in the six. Thank you for listening to Raptorland Snap Reaction. This was a lot quicker than they usually are, and I love when they are because that means the Raptors won and won handily. Thank you for listening to Raptorland. I'm your host of Raptorland. This is Raptorland. Follow me everywhere. Love you guys. See you after the Orlando Magic game. Peace.